And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 7th. The Beatles headlined an all-British edition of the Shindig TV show, performing three songs that were taped in London this week in 1964. Little Richard began what he thought was going to be a gospel tour of England, but Sam Cooke convinced him to return to singing rock and roll this week in 1962. The Chuck Berry documentary Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll opened this week in 1987, and Chuck was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame as well. John Lennon first met Yoko Ono this week in 1966 at a London Art Gallery exhibition. Filming began on the Bobby Darin movie That Funny Feeling this week in 64. The real Eleanor Rigby died in 1939 this week in Liverpool, and she's buried in the cemetery of St. Peter's Church there, where Paul McCartney first met John Lennon. The BBC banned Bobby Boris Pickett and his Monster Mash this week in 1962, just in time for the Halloween season, making it a smash. 77 Sunset Strip, that included Ed Burns as Kooky, debuted as a regular TV series this week in 1958, and it ran for six seasons. The movie The Rose, loosely based on the life of Janis Joplin, and that starred Bette Midler and Kris Kristofferson, had its premiere in Los Angeles this week in 1979. In 1965, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers married his former fan club secretary in Liverpool. Saturday Night Live premiered on television this week for the first time in 1975, and the guest host for the debut premiere show was George Carlin. Denny Lane left the Moody Blues in 1966 and later joined Paul McCartney and Wings. The Columbus Day riot happened this week in 1944 outside of the Paramount Theater in New York City, where 25,000 Frank Sinatra fans scuffled with police. Rod Stewart performed his last concert with Faces in Long Island, New York, this week in 1975. In 72, the movie Lady Sings the Blues, starring Diana Ross, in the film that was based on the life of Billie Holiday, had its premiere. Shirley Brickley of the Orlons was shot to death by an intruder in her Philadelphia home this week in 1977, and the killer was never found. The Bill Haley film Don't Knock the Rock started filming this week in 1956. In 57, the Four Preps, Rosemary Clooney, Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby all appeared on a CBS television special to introduce the brand new Edsel automobile. This week in 1971, Don McLean's American Pie album was released. In the studio in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis recorded Great Balls of Fire. The Beach Boys cut Dance, Dance, Dance in 64, and the Everly Brothers recorded Problems in 1958. Birthdays: Al Martino, born this week in 1926. Buzz Clifford, born in 41. Robert Coolbell from Cool and the Gang is 68. Fred Cash from The Impressions turns 78 this week. John Lennon, born this week in 1940. Jackson Browne turned 70. John Entwistle from The Who, born in 44. Sean Lennon, born to John and Yoko in 1975. He is 43 this week. The late Ivory Joe Hunter, born in 14. Sam Moore from Sam and Dave is 83. Melvin Franklin from The Temptations, born in 1942. Paul Simon turned 77. Marie Osmond, 59. John Ford Coley is 70. And Robert Lamb from Chicago turns 74. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 7th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. And then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.